let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Coast to Coast. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today. Talented author Carol Love Forbes has finished her trilogy of historical novels about one of her favorite subjects, women. The Saga of Bridget and Amanda, New Generations, Book 3, continuing the lives of Bridget and her daughter and granddaughter. The series started when Carol took a course in history of women at Antelope Valley Community College in Lancaster, California. And now, 20 years later, she's completed the many stories of the trials of women in early America. Carol also has written a number of articles, also a three-act play about the youth of George Sand called Aurora, and a three-short play evening about self-esteem called Versus Self-Destruct. She's an accomplished actress as well. Carol Love Forbes, author of The Saga of Bridget and Amanda, New Generations, Book 3, is our guest on This Week in America. Carol, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to this.
I am too, and there's so much to talk about. And I mentioned in the beginning, what this actually began for you, this trilogy, 20 years ago. Talk about that process and what got your attention about this series and how it took 20 years to finally complete it. Let's go back to the beginning. What was it that got your attention? Like, you know, I think I'm going to write a book about this topic.
Well, this woman that was teaching the course was just so enthusiastic and so into it and so anxious to have these women that have been forgotten brought forth. So I just got out of that class and I said, I'm going to do that. But I didn't start right away because I didn't have, you know, the time and the equipment. So a few years went by and then I started writing book one and discovered that book one only took me like a quarter of the way to where I was going. So when I got married, I had all of the time I had in the world to work on my book. So I just sat down and kept writing and writing and writing and doing a lot of research because I wanted all of my technical things had to be correctly.
Yes.
Everything is right and history had to be exactly right. And I found out that I was thinking only the historical characters I would have to deal with that way. And I found out, no, you have to have your fictional ones just as well fitting into history and being right on as the historical women.
Yes, and I know that, in fact, a lot of the reviews point out, boy, this is spot on. This is almost like a history course if you looked at it that way because it is so accurate. The book is The Saga of Bridget and Amanda, New Generations, Book 3, by Carol Love Forbes. Her website is Carol with an E, lovebooks.com. And we'll give you that several times through the interview. And you can link on directly, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting because this took a number of years, as you said, to write. You grew during that period. Your knowledge of the topic grew during that period. How did the characters change from when you started with Bridget? How did she change, for example, over the three books, over the trilogy?
No, she didn't. My characters are real to me because I'm an actress.
Yes,
and I studied. You have to study your characters and get to know them all the way through, right off the bat. You can't wait and do it later. And so my characters are really, they're really real to me. And they're really, I know what they're going to do next for some reason. I just know what they're going
to
do next.
So it's like second nature to you, isn't it, when you're writing about them? So it's interesting, and you find that so often as we're talking to authors, they have no intention of doing a sequel, in your case, doing a trilogy, but they find, I'm really not finished with this story. How difficult was it for you to wrap up the trilogy? Was that emotional, or are you thinking about maybe bringing them back sometime?
Well, it's actually four books.
Okay, so, very good.
So after the first one, I thought, you know, oh boy, I've got a long way to go up to get to the war. And so I decided, okay, well, I'll get it done in book two. Well, of course, it didn't get done in book two because I couldn't give the characters the time they needed if I just rushed through. I had to keep their characters going and the things that they believed in going. So I just had to take the time in each book to do anything the character needed to have done to get them to be real to everybody, as they are to me.
Well, and people will be glad to hear the saga will continue. And let's talk about some of the characters in the book. The title is The Saga of Bridget and Amanda, New Generations. Let's talk about Bridget and Amanda. Give us a little bit of background on these two women.
Well, Amanda was a poor girl in London, and her mother died while she was trying to get some food for her. And because she stole the food, she got put in a prison. So that takes place during the very beginning, where I'm really getting started to know the characters. So she is in this horrible place, and she's innocent of anything. So one of the big guys comes in and says, "Well, we have a captain here that needs women to go to America to be to workers, indentured workers." And they said, "You have to put up your hand," and she put up her hand. So she was very young, and very innocent. And when she gets on the ship going to the New World, she meets Bridget, who was. I'll tell you how she started out. Oh, do we have time?
Well, yes, please do. I want to hear about this fascinating story. Our guest on the program is Carol Love Forbes, and the book is The Saga of Bridget and Amanda, New Generations, Book 3. So please continue.
Okay, with Bridget, she was a wealthy girl. In fact, her parents were lower class royal, and they die in one of the bad disease things, and she's alone.
See, people are calling to buy the book already after listening to the program. They're calling to get more information or to congratulate you. And
somebody's calling. I don't know, but anyway, so on with her. After her parents die, she has some royal friends that are behind her, but she wants to be on her own. And she's a designer of hats and things like that. So she gets a job. And one night as she's coming home back from her work, she gets kidnapped, hit over the head and taken and put on the ship. And so that's where the two stories, where the two gals come together and they become friends for life.
And The Saga of Bridget and Amanda, New Generations, Book 3 in the trilogy, with a fourth book coming shortly, and we'll talk about that, the timing on that, before we leave the program today. I know this was a sort of a dream fulfilled for you to write about women in history. What
Yes.
was it that really caught your attention about these women at this particular point in history? What was it that fascinated you about this era?
I think it's because they were as much a part of building the new nation as the men were, and they're very seldom talked about or given credit for that. And I don't like that. I think if you're doing a good job at something, you should get some credit for it.
Well, and people who read your books, people who have reviewed the books, talk about your ability to develop rich characters. And I think you touched on this before. That goes back, being an actress and studying people, is that sort of the key to your ability to write these rich characters we see in your books?
I really believe it is. And I'll tell you, I didn't write these books alone. I had God in my, just giving me things.
Yes.
I just sit down and it would just come out. And it's nothing totally I can take credit for, because it was so easy until you came to the looking up the necessary things that you had to put in, like the What were we talking about?
Well, yeah, with all of the characters and developing all of the characters and the richness of the characters, these are really well-rounded characters. As you're reading, you feel like you really know these people because you're very descriptive physically and emotionally. We really feel like we know who these women are and respect them.
Well, that makes me feel so happy because, you know, you write a book and you put it out and you don't know what people are thinking. You have no idea whether they are happy with your character or what. So to hear this from you is very wonderful, and I appreciate it so much because it means a lot to know that what you were trying to do was done and that people are enjoying it.
Yeah, and done very well. It's just such an excellent series. And again, glad that's going to continue. Now, are you working on the fourth book now?
Oh, no, it's done too.
Oh, it is done. When will that?
Yes, in fact, I just got a great review on it. But with book three, which is what we're talking about, I think book three is one of my favorites because of the Indian things that are in there and stuff like that. I think those things are. What happened to the Indians is just as important as what happened to the women. So
that's
what makes that book a favorite to me.
Someone who
I like them all.
Well, yes. You wrote all of them, and I'm sure you feel that way. And we're focused on book three, so that's the subject that we're talking about in the program now. But as someone who studied women's issues over the years, starting from that era, certainly, how have things changed? I mean, we see in your book Strong Women. Are things better now than they were back then? We see a lot of issues, but we think we've made progress, then we find out maybe we haven't come as far as we thought we have.
Well, it's happening in small areas.
Yes.
I mean, there are women in business who are leaders and good leaders and doing a good job. But there's a lot of other people, the women, that are, even if they're married and they're trying to do some kind of work that means a lot to them, they don't really get much help along the way at all, still today.
That's what I think. We think, well, okay, it's 2019. We've really come a long way. Congratulations to us. And then you see situations like that, and it's like, well, maybe we haven't progressed. And I guess it's like that in all aspects of society. We think we've made great strides, and then we see something out there, and it makes us wonder how far we actually have come. The Saga of Bridget and Amanda, New Generations, Book 3 by Carol Love Forbes, our guest on the program. Our website is carollovebooks.com. Carol is C-A-R-O-L-E. You'll find the books wherever books are sold, all of the books in the series. And you can link on, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk. I've mentioned that you did the plays, you've written articles, you've been an actress. Writing novels, how much fun was this? Was it more challenging than you thought it was going to be? You know, writing an article, you're in, you're out, it's over with. You've created these women, and the story really won't end. Well, we're all anxious to see where they go. Unfortunately, they're going to continue. How was it writing a novel as compared to the other writing that you do?
I don't know. Like I said, the original writing is just came out and I typed it. It was like I was listening to somebody that gave
yes.
me the work. And then, of course, you have to go back and you have to clean it up and, you know, make everything work together and make sense. But as far as my characters, I love them so much. I think even when we're, well, I don't want to talk about that, but I'm just so crazy about Bridget. Unfortunately, I don't know why Amanda goes out early in first book, second book, and I don't know why. I just followed what I was told to do, it's weird.
Well, yes, it's the creative process, and I'm always fascinated by that. When you start to write a book, do you have a pretty good idea? Do you have an outline, a rather specific roadmap for where you're going to go? Or do you sort of maybe that sort of loosen your mind and you see where these characters are taking? I'm sure sometimes the character says, Carol, I don't want to go in that direction. That's not me. I need to do this.
No, they never talk back to me. They're really wonderful.
Oh, well, geez, yeah, that's great.
No, I don't have any problem with them, and I love them because I know them inside. I don't know them as a somebody in a book. They're people to me, and I care about them.
Well, a couple minutes left in the program. I really sense that, yes, there is this love affair that you have with the storyline and with the characters in the book. Book 4 will be out. I'm assuming soon now that will be available?
It should be available right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you can get all that information.
Amazon, yeah.
Yeah. And then go to Carol's book to get all the information on that. What else are you working on? It seems like you've always got a number of projects that you've got going and touching people, touching their lives in different artistic ways. What else are you working on?
Well, I have a children's book. And
Allie's Turn. Okay. It's Allie's Turn.
About a little owl that has a problem, and we'll have to see how that problem is solved. And this was the artist is a what's going on in my head? Roberta Davis, and she's wonderful. She does it. Art in it is just beautiful.
From the book cover that you just held up there, the video version of the program, which will be available on our YouTube channel, you can see that an excellent job with that. So you've got a number of projects going, and it is such a pleasure to have you with us on the program to talk specifically on the program today. We talked about Book 3 in the trilogy, The Saga of Bridget and Amanda, New Generations, Book 3. Carol Love Forbes. Carol is Carole. Her website is carollovebooks.com.
It's Carol Love's book. Carol, L-O-V-E-S. Carol Love's books.
Yes, carollovesbooks.com. And, okay. And we've got that corrected there. And again, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So, Carol, it's been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again. And I really appreciate you taking the time and being with us. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been wonderful, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure. With us on the program, Carol Love Forbes, The Saga of Bridget and Amanda, New Generations, Book 3, now available. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.